beautiful people, you're listening to The Hue Report, a show that celebrates Black beauty 24/7, 365. I'm your host, Olivia Hancock, and during each episode, I chat with incredible Black beauty entrepreneurs, editors, and executives about their career journeys, unique experiences with beauty, and the products that work for them.
Today, I'm chatting with Khadija Toure, the founder of Kubra K Skincare. Khadija's interest in skincare started at an early age as she would watch her mother concoct different skin remedies in the kitchen inspired by her West African roots. When she got older and landed her first job out of college, Khadija began traveling frequently and being constantly on the go affected her skin. During her travels, she began to seek out locals for their best-kept skincare secrets, and she saw that different cultures relied on various powerhouse ingredients, many of them being some of her mother's favorites like shea butter or cocoa butter. These experiences laid the groundwork for Kubra K Skincare, and since launching, Khadija has been working to empower others every single day through Kubra K's clean, high-performing products. During our conversation, Khadija and I chatted all about her skincare journey and what it's been like building Kubra K. Keep listening to hear from Khadija, and I hope you enjoy the episode.
Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much again for joining me. I'm excited to dive into your journey, you know, building Kubra K, getting to where you are today. And, you know, the place that I always like to start with guests, especially founders, is at the beginning and talk about, you know, some of your interests growing up. So what was little Khadija like? What were you into? What were some of your interests?
Yeah, I mean, I always thought I'd be like this fashion designer, but my parents are from West Africa, so they all expected, I mean, everyone in my family is either a doctor, engineer, lawyer, like that's basically the blueprint. But I was definitely this like fearless tomboy. Ball was life, so I would be outside playing all day, every day. I just felt like that was it. So it was like I would draw sketches of fashion, and then I was just convinced I was going to be this like doctor, astronaut, fashionista that was like super fearless.
Oh my God. I love that. You literally wanted to be all the things. And I was about to ask you, you know, about your basketball career and studying biomedical engineering, which is amazing. You have so many like varied interests. But I think what's really interesting is that, you know, growing up, you were exposed to skincare through your mom. Like she was showing you all these different homemade things growing up. So what was that experience like? And what were some of the things she was showing you growing up in terms of like homemade skincare rituals?
Yeah, so I think she's not very big on makeup, but skincare and skin health is something that she's always really emphasized. So she would mix these, like, whenever you go in her cabinets, like, you know, we all rummage through our mom's cabinets. Her stuff was, like, whatever it was labeled was never what it was. Like, she always had, like, these weird concoctions in her bathroom. So I think that for me, like skin like health has always been really important. I think that the tenets of what she created were within, like, she would use shea butter a lot because they're from West Africa, cocoa butter. She'd make like shea butter soap. So I feel like just a lot of those, like the core ingredients that you also see as a part of our brand.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, that really laid the groundwork for Kubra K. Now it's like a full circle thing that, you know, you grew up surrounded by these homemade rituals, shea butter and things like that are in your products now. But before we get to the point of where you were even thinking about launching skincare, I just mentioned, you know, you played basketball, you studied biomedical engineering. What were your career goals, you know, going into college? What did you think that you wanted to do?
So I was also pre-med, so I kind of thought I would be like a dentist or a doctor, but I wasn't 100% sure. I think I've always had like a secret love for wanting to launch something in beauty, but I think it was just like, okay, I think once the degree that I picked, I was supposed to design medical devices.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So I read in another interview that you did that like the job that you took after you graduated had you traveling literally like everywhere. You were like, and I think in one of the quotes you said you stayed in a hotel like 300 nights out of the year, which is crazy because I feel like, you know, even one plane ride can wreak havoc on your skin, your body, like your just everything going on. So, and I know that it affected your skin and has kind of gave you perspective into, you know, wanting to launch Kubra K. So can you kind of talk about the post-grad years and how that affected your skin and the travels that, you know, were going on for your job?
Yeah, so when I was in college, it was like, it was okay to have bad skin because we were at the gym. Like I would wake up at four. I'm a morning person. Like I couldn't stay up all night and study. So I would get up at like 4 or 3 a.m. I would study. I'd go get shots up. And then you go, we had practice. So we had workouts at 6 a.m. Then you'd go to class. Then you'd come back for another practice. So it's just like the whole day you were spent like being really sweaty and gross. And so my skin was always really, really bad. Once I graduated, I was like, okay, this is my time to shine. I'm making some money. Let's buy some product. And it just like my skin had actually like it never looked worse. I think it was a combination of like me trying all these different products that were targeted for my skin type. And then just like traveling as much as I was. I think just hormones and different foods, just sitting on a plane, adjusting the time zones. Like I was just completely like putting so much stress on my body. And I think that kind of kicked off my like journey into trying to understand skincare better.
Yeah. And, you know, I think one of the really cool things about traveling is that you were able to kind of see diverse perspectives on skincare. I think in one video you're talking about, you snuck off to villages to like immerse yourself in different skincare rituals and practices in like Asia and in Africa. So like, can you talk about what that was like? You know, what were you learning from these like different communities?
Yeah. So I feel like it, like looking backwards, it all just makes so much sense. Like I really do think everything has led me to doing this. But I think it was just a matter of like, I was just so intrigued in skin and skin health and just wellness in general. So it was just more so a hobby. Like at that point, I didn't even know I wanted to launch the brand, but it was cool because I was in India off and on for like 6 months. And then on the weekends, we were free to do whatever we wanted. So I would just go to different countries. And so I think just naturally, I would just like, you go to the hotel, like, oh, do you know anyone that does skincare? Or you would go and look at like the different, like ways that they formulate skincare and just like the ingredients that they used and like the natural remedies and, you know, just like the things that were passed down for generations. So I think what was so cool is just like learning how to use ingredients in their purest form and the different ways they like to maximize it. So that was really, really cool. So like in Sri Lanka, there's a heavy emphasis on cinnamon. In Africa, it's cocoa butter and shea butter is the main. In India, they like to use turmeric. So it was just so cool to see like what their main ingredients were and just like how I could. I mean, at that point, I don't even think I was fully sure I wanted to launch the brand, but I do think it was like what I was meant to be doing to then launch the brand later on.
Yeah. And I think it's so cool that all of those things have kind of influenced, you know, Kubra K now, the Kubra K that we see. And so, you know, you said you weren't really sure at that time that you wanted to launch it. But when was the point that you got to like sit down with yourself and think like, OK, I really want to launch the skincare brand now?
Yeah. So I think it was like two different things were going on at the same time. So I think it was like my skin was suffering because I was traveling and I was just like naturally really like wanting to nerd out and learn about skincare. And then I think the other thing was just in my job, I just felt like something was missing. Like when I was in college, I felt like I had such a clear purpose because I wanted to play basketball forever. But then when I got to my job, I just felt like I was so bored. Like I just wasn't challenged, like nothing. It was just wasn't that interested. So I think that I feel like I went on this like journey to like figure out what my purpose was. And it was just something that I feel like I spent like at least a year or two just trying to understand and figure it out. And I really felt like it's my like purpose to help give people comfort and confidence in their own skin. So I think it just like these two paths just kind of converged. And then I feel like Kubra K was born with that purpose in mind.
I love that. So now we can, you know, dive into like what has been like building a skincare brand. So I want to start first with the name. So I'm sure maybe you played around with different names before landing on this one. So what made you decide on Kubra K? Or were there any other names that you were thinking of?
I had no names. We were developing the brand and I had no, like, I feel like usually when you talk to people, they know the name first before they start anything. I had no idea. Like, I had no clue. And then it was my mom, actually. She's like, why don't you name the brand Kubra? So in Arabic, that means the great. And I was like, oh, that's super cute. But like, I couldn't because they like that name was taken. So then there's this Prophet Muhammad's wife. So I come from an Islamic background. Her name was Khadija and they called her Khadija Kubra, like Khadija the Great. And she was just known for being this like businesswoman that just was so savvy, but was also just so kind, loving and giving. And I just thought that was such a beautiful like that's all they talk about. Like her reputation was just like this. She was this amazing entrepreneur that gave back. So I just, I absolutely loved that. And so I feel like I wanted that to carry throughout the brand. So we named it Cooper K. So my nickname is K.
Oh, I love that. So when you got into, you know, you said you were building the brand before you had the name. So I would love to kind of walk through the process of even like starting a skincare brand. I feel like a lot of people may be curious, you know, wanting to start a skincare brand, but they don't really know the ins and outs that go into, you know, getting it ready to launch. So for you, what was that process like, like building a brand from scratch?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it was the beginning. I feel like at some point I knew I wanted to do it, but I think that it's just so easy to put those barriers up, like, oh, I have to figure out this and I have to figure out that. But honestly, in this day and age, like, we have so much access to information, and just like a lot of the other founders I've spoken to, they all just said, like, we just started Googling things. And that's exactly what I did. Like, I built, even the website you see today is something I built, but it was super easy. I mean, I like know code as well, so I could adjust certain assets, but for the most part, like just Google, and even looking for manufacturers. Like, I met my manufacturer through a mutual friend, but like you could just Google manufacturers and start playing with formulas. So I think it's one of those things where it seems it's really hard once you're in it. But like the beginning part, like there's so much information on how to like launch a brand.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like Google, like literally people underestimate how much of a powerful tool it is. I was talking to the founder of Black Girl Sunscreen, Shantae Lundy, and I was like, so where did you start when trying to develop sunscreen? She's like, I literally was on Google. Like that was it. So, you know, I think it really is a powerful resource. You can find so much. And even like you said, Instagram, like DMs, like another founder I interviewed, she was like, I found my PR company through Instagram because I was looking for a black owned PR company. So like there's so much information at our fingertips, we just have to sift through it.
100%. Yeah.
And so, you know, okay, you got it ready to launch. This was in 2019 that you officially launched, right?
Yes, 2019.
So in the last 2 years, I'm like, so much has happened with the brand. You've launched new products. The Purifying Duo is how I came to know the brand. What have you learned about product development? Because I feel like in skincare, you know, so much attention has to go into the products that you're creating because they're going on our skin. You want to make sure that they're, you know, effective and have the best ingredients. So what has the product development process been like for you over the last 2 years?
Yeah. So just like, I think one of the biggest things is I really underestimated how long it took. Like that is, skincare formulation takes, like for me, especially since like I pick every single ingredient and I work directly with our chemist. You could just like the factories, they have these like basic formulas that you could like slap your label on. But I like to absolutely customize everything just with my background in chemistry. So I think it was shocking to know how long like products take. Like the Purifying Duo was like a year and a half in the making. It took a really long time. The moisturizers were about the same amount of time, but I think that was like the first iteration of like product development. But I think my favorite part of the business is product development. I feel like it's where I'm most passionate about, because I think just creating something from scratch and just like writing down and ideating like what I want, trying different products, like that's truly my favorite thing, and then creating my own super product. So I think that the first thing is just what I want to accomplish out of it, what are the outcomes, and then start working with my chemist on ingredients that I find really interesting. But I love that I'm like very actively involved in the entire process.
Yeah, I love that. And I feel like product development is such an exciting part, getting to see it from the ideation phase to when it's like the final product and it's in the hands of the consumers and everyone's using it. I'm like, as a founder, I'm sure that's got to be super, super exciting.
Yeah, the moisturizers, I worked with a chemist and dermatologist, and like I don't feel like I was as involved in that process, but the cleanser, like I picked every single ingredient. I knew all the outcomes. So then I think that launch, I was so nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, what if they hate it? And it's been like, the feedback's been incredible.
Yeah, I can attest to that. Like, it's such a good cleanser. I know you probably were nervous because cleanser is like one of those products people use daily, you know, or even two times a day for certain skin types. So I can tell you, like, it's really, really good. And you did such an amazing job developing it. My skin, I have super like sensitive, dry skin, but like that, it's amazing for my skin.
Thank you. Yeah, it wasn't like it was the most painful product to create because it took us like 6 tries at least to get it right.
Oh my gosh. Well, you nailed it. You did a good job. You're welcome. So, you know, on another note of like reflecting on the business over the past 2 years, aside from product development, what would you say you've learned, you know, about yourself as a person and as a businesswoman, you know, leading this company for the past 2 years and seeing it grow in the past 2 years? Like, what lessons have you taken away from it?
Yeah, so much. I feel like this has been the biggest growth I've ever experienced. Like, it challenges you in ways that I just could have never imagined. It's definitely the hardest thing I've ever done. I thought basketball would be the hardest thing, but yeah, it's just like, I think the biggest thing was just learning how to like separate and segment my time properly. Because I think at one point I was working like 20 hours a day and I just thought it was just so unhealthy. But I think that learning how to like, okay, I honor my Fridays and or my Saturdays and Sundays. Like, I will not work. If I have to do something, I will, but like, I try to honor what I'm doing. So if I'm eating lunch, like, I'm typically not on my phone or I'm not working. Like, I just pay attention to like honoring what I'm doing, which is eating. So just really segmenting my time. And then I think what's helped is just that this was a project of passion. And like, I had this really clear intention. So like, I don't know what I would have done if I didn't like absolutely love skincare and I didn't love impacting consumers' lives. So I think, yeah, those are the two biggest things. Like, just don't go into it if you don't love it, because it's one of the hardest things you'll ever do. And just really honor each task and what you're doing, because I feel like I was burning myself out so much. And now it's like the same task or list of tasks that would take me like a week, it took me maybe 2 days because I was really taking the time for myself.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And especially, you know, touching on the fact of burnout, I feel like a lot of us, you know, have experienced that, especially in the past year, you know, working from home, being home. But then it gives us that opportunity to like be so obsessed with the task that we're doing that we don't cut off those times. So like, it might be 11 o'clock and we're still working on stuff, or midnight or 1 a.m. So I love that you talk about burnout. And I'm really appreciative of like founders like yourself who are really intentional about their time and like spreading that message, because I feel like a lot of people can get caught up in like hustling 24/7, but it is so important to, you know, take that time for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I am so much more like attentive and just focused on the task that I feel like it gets done way better. So I think it's like tempting to want to work and grind all day, because I feel like that's like the culture that's like promoted. But like honor what you're doing and do it well, because then I feel like my consumers and my customers, they'll see that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And so I know also, you know, the mission of the brand is like skincare with a purpose. And you talked about, you know, you're walking in your purpose by, you know, launching and leading Kubra K. So when you think about like the impact that you want to have on the industry and the impact that you want to leave on skincare, what does that look like to you? Like, how do you want to, you know, what do you want to be remembered as a brand?
Yeah, so I think the first thing is like the unrealistic beauty standards that are out there. I feel like with Instagram, oh, that was the worst thing. When I was on my skin journey, I thought like, oh, this girl has like no texture. This is exactly what it's supposed to look like. But that's not real. Like, that's Facetune and that's like filters. So just first of all, just kind of breaking the barriers down of like what healthy skin looks like. I think that's the first thing. And then I think just educating our consumers. I feel like there's a lot of information out there, which is great, but a lot of it's not necessarily great information. So just really making sure that our customers know, like, or just even our audience and our community, that they know, like, okay, this is what I should be looking for, and just helping them make more informed buying decisions. Because I can't tell you how much money I wasted trying to like help fix my skin, and it was just absolutely like, it was just destroying it. So I think we're confident that the more our customers know and our community knows, like, they'll love Kubra K, but we want them to shop for things that are going to help improve their skin wellness.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, when I was scrolling through the feed the other day for the brand page, I feel like that really radiates and translates through, because you have those messaging, you know, real skin has hyperpigmentation, you know, real skin looks like this, like, it's not poreless, it's not filtered, you know, like, I feel like that's really the move, like, where we are or where we're moving towards in skincare right now, celebrating texture and, you know, making people feel like, you know, acne isn't bad. Like, just because you have acne, your skin isn't horrible. Like, helping people to have that confidence and self-confidence, because I feel like, you know, the media over the last few years has really like pushed this messaging about skin that was really toxic and not, you know, celebratory. And so I feel like, you know, with brands like yours and topicals, and y'all are like really leading this movement to like celebrate skin as it is. And I love that.
Yeah, I think another thing too is just like not being a hypocrite within that. So like if I have a pimple, like it's okay that I'm a brand founder and I get pimples, like showing people that is totally normal. Like on after my period, like I get hyperpigmentation, and just like even within myself, like stepping up and showing people that like I'm also human. And even as someone that understands skin really well, I also get pimples, and that's just completely normal. So also just like not being a hypocrite and stepping into that myself.
Yeah, I really, really love that. And I just love the period that we're in beauty and skincare right now. It's like dismantling all these taboos about, you know, body hair, acne, skin, like all these different things. I feel like, you know, Gen Z, this generation is really leading the charge and like spearheading a really beautiful movement to where, you know, generations and after us are really not gonna feel like they're pressured to look a certain way or like their skin is, you know, making them feel a certain way. So I really, really love that.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's beautiful. I think even just like, even if you look at makeup, like Black women in makeup, we didn't exist like maybe 6 years ago. Like I remember even just going and shopping for foundation and never having a shade. Or I feel like even just like lipsticks and all of that. So I do think it's such a beautiful time to like explore in beauty in general. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I really, really love that. And so, you know, another thing that I would love to know is like the Purifying Duo was such an incredible launch for you. But if you can share anything about what's next for you, like what are you working on? I know you probably can't give all the tea about what Kubra K is working on, but in terms of what your focus is are going to be in the next year, next coming months, like what are you guys working on?
Yeah, so I think that this year our focus was just making sure that our infrastructure was really, really solid, and just really listening and understanding our customer. So we have something coming in October. That's really, really exciting. But 2022, we've already like planned out all of our product launches, and like I'm going to LA in a couple weeks to like meet with our factories and check up on production. But we have so many incredible things coming up in 2022. So we like didn't really do that much with product this year, but this next year is going to be really, really fun.
Ooh, I mean, I'm really excited. I'm like the cleanser is such a staple in my routine. So whatever you come out with next, I'm like, okay, my whole skincare routine is going to be Kubra K after a while.
I'm so honored.
Yes, I love that. So I would love to switch gears a little bit and talk about, you know, some of your personal beauty routines, personal beauty favorites. Cause I mean like your hair, your makeup looks like, I love it all on Instagram. I could scroll through your pictures forever. And so when it comes to makeup, what are you using? I know for skincare, you're using your own products, but like when it comes to makeup, what are you using?
So I feel like I love NARS foundation. I feel like I have it. So like, I think now that it's like, we've been quarantining forever and now things are opening up, I feel like super glam, I haven't done in a minute. Like it's definitely toned down a ton. So I really like NARS foundation. I feel like they've come out with like some really incredible foundations. And then if I want just more of like a subdued look, I like the Lip Bar Skin Tint.
I haven't tried it yet, but I haven't tried any of their complexion products yet. I've just only been on the lips, but I really want to try that.
Oh, they have, yeah, their red lipstick is the best thing I've ever tried. But, yeah, so I like usually NARS for complexion. I like for contour. What do I like? I like the KKW. It's just not that much product, and it's pretty expensive. What do you use for that? I use the Juvia's Place. Their foundation sticks. I just, like, use their darker foundation colors. And then concealer, I feel like I'm on the hunt for a good one. I feel like I don't love one right now, but I've actually been trying the e.l.f. Camo Concealer, and I like it. Okay. The OMR Cosmetics has this baking powder that is absolutely incredible.
Ooh, I need to try it because I'm always trying different baking powders. But in terms of concealer, one that I've tried that I really like, it's like a drugstore L'Oreal one. And like it was like $6 or something, but it was really good. And then
the one with the sponge at the top, the round one?
Yeah, it's that one.
Oh, yeah, I need to try that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. And then I think it is Kosa's Concealer. It's really good. Yeah.
I've heard a lot of recommendations, so I think I'm going to knock on the hunt for it again.
Yes. Like that. Those two are really, really good. Like anytime I have to like apply concealer to anything, that's what I reach for.
I'm not really like I'm not like a big eyes person. Like I really am jealous of people that can do really talented like eyeshadow looks.
Oh my God. Yes.
So I feel like I usually just like go with a winged liner and call it a day, or like I'll do some like contouring around the eyes. But for the most part, it's like just really good looking skin. Like that's what I want people to see.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you on that. I feel you on that because I am like envious of the girls who can do a cut crease, like these elaborate beauty looks. I'm just like literally. You see, I have one color on my eyes.
So you're like really naturally beautiful, so it's like you can get away with it.
Oh, thank you. I'm trying to up my game. I really thought about taking makeup lessons, like to try and up my game, but I haven't had time. But I'm envious of those girls who can do a cut crease eye situation.
Yeah. People are so talented. Their eyeshadow looks, I'm like, I don't even understand how you do that.
I know, and I try and create makeup content sometimes, and I just have to like put my phone away because I'm like, what am I doing? These girls on TikTok, like they make it look like they are masters at it, and I'm just like, what am I doing?
Yeah, no, same.
Yes. So the last thing that I would love to talk about is something I do with every guest, which is the beauty speed round. And it is 5 like rapid fire questions about beauty, all that. So if you're ready, I can shoot them at you.
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so the first one is, I feel most beautiful when?
I feel most beautiful when I'm just like truly owning who I am. Like I'm a dark skinned girl. I got a fro sometimes. I wear my wig sometimes. Like just really being authentic to who I am and just really owning that. I am beautiful.
I love that. So the next one is, the beauty product I use every day.
The beauty product I use every day.
It could be skincare too. Like,
okay. I mean, I genuinely like, I go through my cleanser like all the time. So I think that's like my most used product.
Yes. And so the next one is, the last beauty product I bought was
the Laneige lip balm, the sleep mask. That Ooh. Stuff is the best.
Yes. I literally just ran out. Like I use that all the time. And even like when I get my makeup done, makeup artists use that all the time. Like it's such a good staple.
It's so good. Yeah.
Yes. So the next one is, my beauty crush is, it could be anyone who has really cool beauty looks, skin, like anybody.
I would say Ducky Thought, because she's just like, she's so cool. Like, she's so beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. That's a good one. And then the last one is, I love being a Black woman because?
Because I feel like we're versatile. Like, we could do absolutely everything. We're strong. We're beautiful. We can wear a fro. We can rock a lip. We can wear, like, I feel like we are everything.
Yes, we really are. We really are everything. I love that. I always love hearing the people that I interview, like, their answers, because it's like, they all are different, but they all kind of harp on the same things. Like, we're so versatile. We're so amazing. Yeah. Like, because all those things are true. Like, we are it.
Yeah, no, it's true.
I love it. I love it. This podcast was produced by B.A. Kasanga. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard, head over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts to catch up on all episodes of The Hue Report. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. You can also stay connected with our growing Black beauty community by following us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at The Hue Report.